Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
The procession has returned to the Bema, where the divine liturgy continues. The priest stands before the altar, and the deacons surround him to assist in the liturgy. The deacons function to call the congregation to worship. Worship is different from praying. Worship is a community experience where we come together in a spirit of thanksgiving. To recognize the power that is greater than ourselves and offering our expressions of thankfulness. In fact, another way of looking at the entire Divine Liturgy is by thinking of it as a model for the Thanksgiving meal. The word Eucharist means Thanksgiving. The deacon requests of the people, "Again in peace let us beseech the Lord," or "let us ask of the Lord." Through the years, we have formalized the liturgy to include a choir and soloist who respond to the deacon's request. In the early days, and in older printings of the liturgy, in the place where it says choir, it would say the people. When the choir responds, "Devarmia," or "Lord have mercy," this is our response. We are all thankful of Christ's sacrifice, and collectively we praise and ask for God's mercy. So open your vocal cords and participate. This portion of the liturgy is called the Jashu, which literally means the meal. It is during this portion that we receive our spiritual nourishment and sustenance. It is here that we hear, not read, selections from Holy Scripture, and traditionally it is here where the sermon is offered. The Roman Catholic Church maintains this order. Because of the laxness of our church and our church rules, we have moved the sermon toward the end of the liturgy to accommodate late arrivals. But in fact, it is during the Jashu portion that all instruction was given, from Holy Scriptures to the sermon, and was capped with the collective recitation of the Creed, the faith that we believe as a church. The hymn of the day is sung here. There are many different hymns, or Jashu Sharagans, that change according to the feast day and or to the appropriate rules of the day. During this hymn, we prepare ourselves for the scripture. Next, the song Surpastvats, or Holy God, is sung and is repeated three times. This is a unique hymn of the Armenian Church. It is directed to the second person of the Holy Trinity, namely Jesus Christ. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, who resurrected from the dead, have mercy upon us. The hymn too has variations according to the day. Holy God, holy and mighty, holy and immortal, who was crucified for us, who ascended to heaven for us, who was born for us, who revealed himself for us, who is to come for us, and so on. Each of the variations point to an event in our Lord's life. The most common expression at a Sunday liturgy is the one which focuses on his resurrection. In singing this hymn, we are witnessing to the fact that Jesus is at the center of our worship. Jesus is the manifestation or the incarnation of God. It was God who was born in Bethlehem. It was God who was betrayed and suffered for us. It was God who resurrected for us. All in the person of Christ. Yesterday, during our journey, we asked the question, how do we love God? Today we continue on that meditation by understanding the power of God, who wants to interact with His creation. This is what is called agape, or unconditional love. He does not stand apart from us, but is in our midst. He gives of Himself for us. It is for our salvation that He interacts and loves us. The challenge in listening to the Surpasvads is to understand the nature of sacrifice and push ourselves to follow in the same spirit, with love in our heart and sacrifice in our work. This is Father Voskin, looking forward to taking the next step of the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy with you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.